You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks, Morales. And by the way, every single break,
shut
Steve
up.
Mason is TikToking.
Shut up.
So if you want to follow him, go to @VenicePace on TikTok.
There's great stuff in there. Great stuff.
I'd like to welcome the Chinese to Mason's
bank account.
Up.
All right. So this came out from Rachel Nichols, actually.
Okay.
Doc Rivers was talking to Rachel Nichols and said that two mystery teams were showing interest in him. He said, I had two other teams called during the season. My question is, who the hell is calling Doc Rivers as a head coach? This is ridiculous. He's not a good head coach.
Well, he's obviously got a championship, but had it with some really high-caliber Hall of Fame players. He's really, the last few years with the Clippers were not good. Philly struggled. Milwaukee, I feel like he iced Adrian Griffin by being the consultant and then weaseled his way in there.
To a 3-5 record?
Three and seven. Yeah, I'm sick of Doc Rivers. I know there's a big conversation, and J.J. Redick and Austin Rivers came out, all that. Doc Rivers is completely overrated as a head coach.
I disagree with both of you guys.
Okay.
It is incredibly hard to win a title. I mean, there's just so many things that could go wrong. That's why I think there's only six current coaches that have NBA title rings. And Doc is one of them. If you can get one of those guys that has figured out a way to get to the top of that mountain, you should take a look at getting them. And I think you can rip Doc, but he wins wherever he goes. He doesn't necessarily win the title wherever he goes, but he wins, and he's capable of winning the title. So if I was going to rank the coaches 1 through 30, Doc would be in my top 10.
No chance. He also gives up 3-1 leads all the time.
Okay, but would you rather have Doc than the guy in Orlando or the guy in Brooklyn or
they're
the guy
well.
In Charlotte?
Orlando, they're playing well. Charlotte's no good. They're garbage. They're probably at the end.
Right, or the guy, would you rather have Monty Williams or Doc?
I mean, Monty Williams was a good head coach for a little while.
But who would you rather have, Monty Williams or Doc?
Monty Williams.
I'd take Monty Williams.
I wouldn't.
I would.
Doc Rivers.
They lost 20 games in a row.
Yeah, I love Monty Williams.
Everywhere Doc goes, all the players come out and say, that was awful. That was a bad experience.
Can you not attribute his championship to having four Hall of Fame players?
Well, I think he had three. Are you putting Rondo in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he's going to get there. Probably
on the assist total. Don't you think he's right up there?
Maybe, but I think Garnett, Pierce, and Ray Allen are all getting in.
Right. You better win a title with those guys.
He did, and he maintains he would have won the title in 2010 had Kendrick Perkins not gotten hurt.
What's he coming out and saying there were all these secret teams coming after me? Why?
I believe it.
But why would you talk about it? You just got a new job. Why are you talking about the secret teams that came to you?
Because guys like you and Bergman are coming on the air saying nobody wants to hire him. He's protecting, as you would say, his brand.
His brand.
J.J. Redick, I actually do trust because he tells it like it is, and he was saying he's not a good coach. It's never his fault. He throws his team under the bus. I wouldn't want that.
So I want to ask you guys something.
In 2009, also the Lakers should have won 2009 if Andrew Bynum didn't get hurt.
The Lakers did win in 2009.
Yeah, 2009. Lakers won.
The Lakers won in 9 and 10.
They won in 8.
Oh, 8. Yeah, they should have won in 2008.
Okay, so J.J. Redick came out and said what he said about Doc, what Greg was referencing, and then J.J. Redick came out and said and criticized him. And Patrick Beverley came back and Redick and said, geez, man, you're criticizing a guy who saved your career. And J.J. Redick wrote back in a tweet, F-O-H, that he saved my career. I had to look that up. Do you guys know what that means?
Absolutely.
Mace, do you know?
I believe it is is that not pho? Is that not pho, like the soup that you get?
No, that's P-H. That's P-H.
From a Vietnamese restaurant?
My friend Harris Rosner would say F-O-H means front of house, but that's not what it means in slang.
Huh.
It means F word out of here. In other words, get the F out of here that he saved my career. I never knew that.
Well, that's GTFOH. GTFOH is get the blank out of here.
But what he was saying was FOH that he saved my career, blank out of here that he saved my career. So there you go. You learn something on this show. We're educational, you know.
Yeah, very educational.
What's up, Foo?
All right, so we've been talking a lot about biopics in the last couple of days,
yeah,
and which biopics were our all-time favorites. I saw today that it's going to be released 4 different Beatle biopics.
4 different ones?
On each band member's own perspective.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
That is.
I couldn't really think of any other band that can have a biopic with every single member in it. A band that's big enough like that. But my question to you here is, we talked about which one's our favorite. The Beatle one's now reported today that'll be coming out. Who else do you think needs to have a biopic? Like, what's a biopic you would love to see that it's not already out there?
One word. Prince. I don't know how you could get somebody to play
Prince.
It
would be tough, yeah.
And Purple Rain is almost a biopic in itself, but that's what I'd like to see.
We also, and by the way, it's directed by Academy Award winner Sam Mendes, is the guy that's going to do the
four Beatles
movies. Yeah. Which is really ambitious.
It'll be hard. You know what? It'll be very hard to cast those four actors.
Very hard. We all saw the Marley movie, Bob Marley One Love. I loved it. These guys thought middle of the road-ish. I thought it was great.
Good message. That's about
had
it.
A great message. Message
that
we all need.
How's the guy that plays Marley?
Unbelievable. Although Pepe says he was terrible because Bob Marley wasn't good looking.
He says the actor is too
the
handsome.
Actor is too good looking to play Marley.
I disagree that Bob Marley wasn't good looking.
That's why I told him yesterday. I recommend the movie. Really, really good. Bob Marley, One Love. And the big thing, the big takeaway from the movie, I think, John, is that there is a possibility, no matter how divided and polarized we are, that people can somehow come together. They did it in Jamaica on the brink of a civil war. Bob Marley wound up on stage holding up the hands of the two opposing government figures.
This is something I've been selling to you for years. I said that the West Wing model can work. We can all come together, and you have said, you're an idiot. We can never come together. This country is too polarized and too divided. It'll never happen. Bob Marley changed your opinion?
Bob Marley did, and here's why. He actually, there was a civil war about to break out in Jamaica, and there were two warring sides. And he did a peace concert and got the leader of both sides to come up on stage with him and join hands.
Okay, so
never see that happen
today. Who
is
going to be the peace concert that brings Biden and Trump together and it ends with them holding hands? That person doesn't exist.
Right, that's why we need Bob Marley. Marley could do it. Marley built bridges, unity, oneness. I mean, I love that about Bob Marley.
And that scene that you're talking about, it was on screen for 3 seconds.
Right. No, it was. It was, but it was there.
All the big things that happened in that movie was on screen for 3 minutes. 3 seconds.
It's hard to nail a biopic. I thought...
Biopic.
It's not biopic.
It's not biopic.
I thought they nailed it with Rocket Man, the Elton John
one. That was
a
great one.
And they nailed it with Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen one. But there have been other ones where they haven't nailed it.
We actually talked about it yesterday. My two were Catch Me If You Can, which was the story of that scammer, Frank Abagnale.
Abagnale, right.
Yeah. And then The Insider, which was the story of the former cigarette company executive who turned on Philip Morris and who was interviewed.
With Al Pacino and Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I thought those were both great. Well, for you, what...
I would say, I mean, they're both musical, but I would say I loved Rocket Man and I loved Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want me to go non-music, I thought Will Smith was incredible in Ali.
Yeah.
And I thought Jamie Foxx was the model in Ray.
Lights out. He was spectacular
in
Ray.
One of those four.
What's up, Foo?
All right, so we have a first ever here in Major League Baseball. Season hasn't even started yet. The lowest win total ever for the upcoming season, Oakland A's 56.5
wins. Oh, my God.
Now, that's just too low, right? I mean, you got to take the over. No professional team.
56.5.
They're going to win more than 56, right?
So,
56.5 is insane.
Mace, do you know the name of the owner of the A's? Everybody hates him. His name is John something.
John.
But here's the weird thing. He's running that team into the ground because he's trying to move it to Las Vegas.
Well, he is moving it to Las Vegas.
No, he's not. The Las Vegas mayor doesn't want him, and he's telling him to stay in Oakland.
There's already a deal, though.
Right, but nobody in Vegas wants him now.
Nobody in Vegas wanted the Raiders either.
No, yes, they did. They quoted the Raiders.
All my friends in Vegas were like raising hotel taxes and congesting the strip and all that. They weren't all in on the Raiders either.
I don't think the A's to Vegas is a done deal. Let me just put it that way. But here's the thing. When Frank McCourt ran the Dodgers into the ground, baseball got involved and got him out of there. Why don't they get this A's guy out of there? I mean, nobody thinks he's...
Can you get rid of somebody for being cheap? Like, there's no Frank McCourt. Right, but Frank McCourt, there was other stuff going on.
What? No, it wasn't. He was just cheap. He didn't have the money. That was it.
He was in the middle of this crazy divorce and was diverting. I mean,
right.
No.
He didn't have the money. So this guy in Oakland won't spend money. That's why Brian's coming up with that number, 56 or whatever he said.
56 and a half.
Yeah, I mean, Mace, if there was an owner in the NBA, I mean, Donald Sterling got thrown out because he's a racist, but everybody was happy because he never spent money anyway. You know, if you don't spend and you don't even attempt to be competitive, I think they should have the right to get you out.
Yeah.
I wish they would get that A's owner out.
Well, I mean, by the way, they are going to be there in 2026. So, the owners, there's already a signed deal. So the American squawk all they want, but the deal is done.
They don't have a place to play, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's what they're building. So
they haven't started.
No, they have not started. I'm just reading the story that they're going to be there in 2026.
Right, but you have to have a place to play.
Here's the issue. If I was moving, why would I spend any money on my team? In other words, why am I investing?
Because you have an obligation to the other owners in the league to at least attempt.
John,
to be
they had 95 plus win seasons and nobody showed up. Oakland, for all the talk about Oakland fans deserve better. Oakland fans didn't show up when that team was good. They deserve to lose their team.
We're talking about two different things. If you want to say Oakland isn't a good place for a team and the team should move, that's fine. But what I'm saying is, this owner, Billy Beane, was finding ways to put up those 95 wins.
Correct.
Even when they were cheap. That's basically the story of Moneyball. But now they're not even doing that. They're not even doing Moneyball anymore. They're just not spending any money.
But seriously, if nobody's going to show up, what is your incentive to spend? In other words, you're not getting the gate, you're not getting the revenue, you're not getting the concessions, you're not getting any of the stuff, because even when the team is great, nobody shows up in the building. What incentive does John Fisher, who I guess is the owner, what incentive does he have to spend a bunch of money when he knows even if they win 100 games, nobody's going to be in the building?
You are barking up the tree that everybody makes this mistake. Attendance is nothing compared to your TV deal.
What do you think the A's local TV deal is?
But I'm saying,
terrible.
If they start winning, I mean, the Warriors win all the time, so they have a great TV deal. But if the A's won all the time, they would get a much better TV deal.
Weren't they in on that Bally's meltdown?
I think Comcast has them. They call this NBC Sports Bay Area. Isn't that Comcast?
Yeah, it is.
So I don't think the A's were part of a Bally's. But Bally's, like the Angels were part of a Bally's thing. The Padres were part of it, but I don't think the A's were.
Yeah. Okay. Is that it? I still haven't seen this mysterious picture pop up.
Well, let's do it next.
Well, we need Morales.
Yeah, yeah. So. Coming up, I'll tell you what. Coming up next, John.
Can I tell my story?
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize you had one. Go ahead.
No, he has. The story is why he booked a guest when we weren't here.
Correct. Okay. We'll do that coming up. Plus, John, very, very optimistic, making lots of bets on the Lakers. I'll fill you in on the ones I already made and what I'm going to make tonight. Mason,
really?
Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, Mirror Audio Video has been serving LA sports fans for more than 40 years. Why? The team at Mirror can offer and deliver products and services that others just don't have. Cutting-edge home automation, better, faster Wi-Fi, incredible surround sound, home theater design, full home security, and more. It's all got to be Mirror. Plus, and we can't stress this enough, world-class customer service. You know when you call some big company and they put you in phone jail? Not going to happen at Mirror. You call and Isaac or Roy picks up the phone. And just like that, you're taken care of. Don't believe me? Try it right now. Here's the number. 310-234-4010. If you need anything in the world of electronics, if you need home security, you want to lower your window shades with the touch of a remote, you need new TVs, new stereo, new anything, 310-234-4010. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. They'll hook you up for sure. Once again, the number, 310-234-4010, or check them out at mirroraudiovideo.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, so we have a rule around here, kind of a hard and fast rule, that we don't do guests on this show, and Bergman vetoes every single time we say, hey, let's get so-and-so on the show. So Greg takes over the show for a few days, and by the way, Ireland did a really good job. I actually listened to some of it. I thought he was great.
Thank you.
Then all of a sudden...
Did Mason leave?
What's that?
Do you not hear Mason?
I don't hear him.
Oh, no, I'm here.
How about now?
No, there he is.
There
Brian,
he is. Okay.
Brian just hit a button.
My fault.
Restart.
Yeah. No, okay. Greg was good on the air. Now he had a guest. We never have guests. Greg, why do we get a guest? Why did you go out and get one?
Yeah, why did you get one when you won't let us have
it? We never get a guest.
It was kind of impromptu. Like, we didn't book it ahead of time. So it was, I was having a conversation with DeMarco about LeBron. And he said that the Lakers can win a title without LeBron. I said, that's ridiculous. If you went back to the greatest show on turf, could you take Marshall Faulk or Kurt Warner off that team? He said, yes, we had so many Hall of Famers that they still would have won the Super Bowl that year, and they probably would have been better with Trent Green than with Kurt Warner. And I was arguing, like, that's ridiculous. There's no way a Hall of Famer Kurt Warner would have been – you would have been better off with Trent Green. And he said, if you want me to ask Kurt Warner? And he texted him, and Kurt said – you want me to come on? And so impromptu, he just came on.
So it was
how come
impromptu?
You never do that with us?
Yeah, why don't you impromptu some stuff for us?
Do you have your direct access to Kurt Warner?
No, you do.
To Kurt Warner.
No,
you
I
do.
Don't.
You're the
I didn't
producer.
Do it. I didn't
you're,
do it.
You're a producer guy. You have the big Rolodex. You've got that thing that spins all the cards, you know, like the old school
the
Rolodex.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You want to hear something funny? So Mace, you know my friend Jeff Proctor.
Oh, yeah, sure.
For Overfax.
Great
He's
guy.
Teaching a sports media class at Syracuse.
Wow.
And I was talking to him the other day, and he said he was talking to the students, and he said, guys, you have to update your Rolodex. You have to keep that thing continuous. And all the students looked at him and went, what does Rolodex mean?
Yeah, no, it's
Nobody
true.
Knew.
Nobody knows what a Rolodex is. I was cleaning
your
out
contacts
my,
would be the way to say it now, right?
Yeah, your contacts. I was cleaning out my garage when I was turning into a studio. And I came across the old Rolodex with that you'd spin it and you had all those
sure.
cards. I'm like, God, what a thing of the past. Then you go through the cards and you're like, I don't remember a single person that is in this Rolodex.
Yeah, I'll take even back farther. Remember address books?
Oh,
I
sure.
I used to have an address book.
Wow.
That had everybody's number in it.
So my mom had a Rolodex. It was an actual Rolodex.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would, but she would put things in weird places. Like if I wanted to get Amici's pizza,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't under A for Amici's. It wasn't under P for pizza. It happened to be on D because it was off of Dumetz Road. So we had to figure out.
So it was the road?
Oh, it was all in code.
Yeah, it was uncode just for
she
her.
She spelled like Michael.
No, yeah, but it was on Dumetz. The restaurant was on the road called Dumetz. So you had to go to D to find Amici's pizza. It was the craziest thing ever. Her system was wild.
Oh, Jan.
I'm with Jan.
Old Jan Bergman.
I think her system makes perfect sense.
We haven't had Jan Bob on the show for a while. Do you ever earn your contacts?
Yeah. In my Rolodex, not my contacts.
And your Rolodex.
She's actually my emergency contact in my phone.
So Ireland, I made a prediction yesterday. Tell me if you think I'm right.
Okay.
I have got $10,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers winning 45 games, which would require... 16 and 10 that what they need to go down the stretch?
26 games left. That would they're 30-26. So if they win 45, do you win?
Yes.
So they got to go.
No, wait a minute. 40 is it 45.5 or 46?
45.5.
45.5. So I need 46 wins.
You need them to go 16-10.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can do that.
Yeah. And I've got them 6 seed or better.
You know what is going to swing it is the availability of LeBron.
Of course. Well, there are no All-Star games coming up, so he's got a chance to get ready for the final third of the season.
It concerns me that he's only had one game over the past week, and he only played a half, and nobody played hard. It was that joke of an All-Star game. And now he's out tonight?
Right. So here's the question. And I mean, I think this is a fair question. Why the hell did he play in the All-Star game? Was it so in other words, was it so he could say, I played in 20 All-Star games?
What? I think so. That, and he also, he's talked a lot about the fact that he's very thankful that the fans have put him in this position. You know, he was the leading vote getter in the West. He knows he doesn't have too many of these left. And so I think he wanted to at least show up and give the fans their money's worth.
But now, just show up.
But that's not the same as playing.
No, it's not. But you're going to burn yourself in a meaningless game when you are trying to avoid the play-in tournament?
I think you're looking at this from too wide of a lens. Tighten it in. It was one half over the course of a week, and now he's out?
Right.
So I don't think it was the All-Star game that knocked him out. It's got to be something bigger. So I'm a little concerned. I hope he's okay. I hope that he's getting the treatment he needs. I don't know if he's going to play tomorrow night when we have a home game against the Spurs.
Come on.
By the way, let me put this out there. Everybody thinks no LeBron tonight. The Lakers have no chance. LeBron has missed 7 games this year.
Yep.
The Lakers' record in those games is 4-3. And the last time he missed a game, AD missed it also,
yep.
And they beat the team with the best record in the league in Boston. So I'm not giving up on this game tonight.
Give me 10,000 mythical tonight on Lakers plus 5.5 or 6.5?
6.5.
6.5. Lakers plus 6.5.
Yeah,
tonight.
I can't even bet mythical money on NBA stuff because I'm in the league, but I love that bet for you.
So, okay, by the way, whenever we talk about mythical money, it is brought to you by Prize Picks, and we love the people at Prize Picks. They are the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. Coming up for you, I think LeBron said this is one of the stupid things I've ever heard him say. This is just
really
absolutely ridiculous. It's preposterous.
Good. I don't even know what it is, and I'll defend it.
It is preposterous. Also, Sedano finally watched Greatest Night in Pop. He says, I'm not Waylon Jennings, but during Crosstalk, he's going to describe exactly who I am in the doc.
I don't know who else you could be.
I think I'm Lionel Richie. I'm the guy that puts it all together.
Oh, no. You're definitely not
I'm
Lionel
Quincy.
Richie.
I'm Quincy Jones. I'm producing
you're
the whole
not
thing.
That.
All right. That's coming up next for you. In the meantime, let me tell you about my Hyundai. Working with the Southern California Hyundai dealers, just fantastic experience. And as soon as I got into this partnership, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to drive a Hyundai. So I went out and got a Hyundai Elantra Hybrid. And I love this. One of my favorite cars I've ever driven. You know, it's really cool. I got to drive the Ioniq 6. If you're looking to go EV with a long driving range and all the cutting edge technology, the Ioniq 6 is for you. And the Sonata is super sharp. The Santa Fe, if you want to go SUV, this spring you can get in and get away with a great deal on the Hyundai you've always wanted at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. And as always, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. So hurry up. Do what I did today. Be the great deals at Hyundai will not last. Add more joy to every journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, which is going on now. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, exactly. Nick Riley is here. He's our digital sales manager, right? I got the title right?
That's correct.
All right, talk right into that thing. So I was concerned because tonight is our holiday party, right? The big holiday party across the street.
Show somebody how to use a mic, Mace.
I can't do it. This is why
you don't win awards.
I can't do it. This is... screw you.
Ooh.
Winner
of
a car meet
today.
This is
why you don't win
awards. So, Nick... We're doing the Secret Santa giveaway, I guess, tonight, right? We're exchanging gifts and stuff. So I gave you your Secret Santa gift, and it was boxed, and then I never got any feedback or reception about it. Did you actually open it, or are you saving it for tonight?
I'm saving it for tonight.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
I'm not buying it.
Are you legit?
Nick knows what it
did
is.
Did somebody wrap it?
To say thank you.
Did you wrap that gift?
I had it wrapped.
And you haven't opened it?
And I haven't opened it.
Oh, okay, good. Then
it's
let's not say. Okay. All right.
I mean, I didn't want to be the one guy at the party that didn't have something to
that
open.
That already knew, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. So Johnny never opened it.
All right. I think you'll like it, Nick. It's a good pie. But just remember to say thank you, because no one says thank you anymore.
Yeah, don't listen to the podcast, because I told everybody exactly what the gift is. I announced it. I hate when you give something to somebody, and then you don't hear back, and then you don't know if they got it or they didn't get it. Like, I recently sent a gift to somebody that John and I both know, and I never heard back. And I'm like, huh, I wonder if it got there. I wonder if they even received it. You know what I'm saying?
Open it on the air?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Open it. That's a good idea. Open it on the air.
Well, let's do this.
Okay. Nick Riley, digital sales manager. He was the Secret Santa person that I ended up
honest
with.
Honest reaction, Nick, to what it is.
He's so, opening so it. It's beautifully wrapped.
Tell us if you don't like it.
Yeah. I personally think you're going to like it.
I've been excited to have Mace as my Secret Santa and also terrified of what the gift was.
Oh, yeah.
It's not weed. Don't worry.
It's not weed. Yeah, bummer. He was looking for gummies. Nick is opening the gift right now.
Strangely, I have more gummies than Mason.
That is true. You take more gummies than I do, which is amazing.
I take higher potency.
Yes, you do. All right, so Nick's opening the gift right now, and he is removing, and there it is, and it's bubble wrapped because I went above and beyond.
You had someone else wrap
it. I bubble wrapped this gift.
Absolutely did not.
I wrapped it in bubble wrap, and there it is.
You checked the box that said, do you want this item gift wrapped?
Okay, Nick, describe.
It is a Texas Rangers 2023 World Series Champions mug, and I absolutely love it.
Excellent.
This is the perfect gift.
I knew you would like that.
Thank you so much.
By the way, Ireland, one of the coolest things was we were in the box for one of the Laker games the night that the Rangers actually won the World Series. So we got to be there with Nick when he saw his favorite team finally break through and win a World Series. It was really cool to be there for you to experience that.
I was thrilled to be there and experience that with you guys. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
I rooted for that team for 40 years and finally got a World Series.
Finally,
so did you root for them back when they had Pete Incaviglia and Oda B. McDowell and Bump Wills?
Larry Parrish, Pete O'Brien,
Mike, Jeff Burrows,
Mike Hargrove,
Charlie Huff,
Toby Hara,
Ruben Sierra.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, those are some old school
names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buddy Bell.
The greatness of Buddy Bell.
Oh, he's so good.
Oh, right, Nick, that was great.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna go get some coffee.
Excellent.
Take the rest
you,
of the day off, Nick.
Merry Christmas in February.
Hey, Chris, what is this video of Mason?
The screenshot is amazing.
Yeah. Send it to me. What is it?
Are you ready? I'm going to post it.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to.
We are now posting on Twitter on my personal accounts and social media at CMM Spectrum. You ready?
Yeah.
So today, hold on. It's coming. This is great.
Okay, so there's a picture.
It's going on Twitter now.
Okay.
The screenshot captured by Carlos Sisu, the great Carlos Sisu.
Oh, no. What the hell did he capture?
So today, after it was announced that I won the Keller Polking Award, which Scott Kaplan and Steve Mazin was also nominated for.
Yes.
Now it is going on social media on my Insta story.
Yep.
First, let me look at this Kristen Cavallari post.
Exactly.
Oh.
Who is she dating now, Chris?
I don't know.
So what, you.
Is this the screen part? It's like a
it's
chat?
People saying from the Microsoft Teams in the meeting.
Right.
Saying congratulations to me.
Right.
But then look at the bottom. So this is right seconds after the award was announced.
Yeah, moments after it was announced, Steve Mazin has left the conversation.
I mean, could it be better than that? Now, by the way, the entire company saw this.
Well,
all 600 people on the call.
No,
yes.
No, there were people coming and going in that whole thing.
This is why Mason is Waylon Jennings.
Exactly.
No,
the minute he took his ball and went home because he didn't win.
He didn't win. He walked out.
Morales, did I not text you immediately after this?
No. I was actually sitting with Greg and Carvo when you texted, and it was an hour and 10 minutes after the award had been announced.
Right.
Yeah.
And I did say.
Whereas
you,
my phone exploded right after it was announced with people within the company saying congratulations.
So what are you saying about, was I supposed to stay there for the rest of the award
show? Well, let me ask
you,
do you think, corporate Greg chime in because he was in the meeting with me or the room, the conference room.
Yeah.
If you would have won, I would have texted you immediately, way to go, Mace. I would have stood up like I did when Carwell won
for
his award and clapped. And then I would have sat there and watched the end of the show because our founder was putting on a show.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have left the conference. I wouldn't have taken my stuff and left the room.
Well, see, I wanted to be best teammate for next year by doing a good show today and working on it.
Are you starting now or?
This has been a fantastic
The Nick Reilly thing, that really moved the needle.
That did move the needle.
It's no Magic Johnson.
Don't pick on Nick. What do you have against Nick Reilly?
He's
my
guy.
Why are you going after Nick?
Our offices are next to each other.
Yeah, okay.
Left the conversation.
Yeah, that's
by the way, Scott Kaplan isn't any better, who's a guy who I share a lot of my time with, walked by the hall, walked by me in the hall, didn't say a word.
He still hasn't said anything?
No. Still hasn't said anything.
Was it because he was doing the CappyCast? Does he even know?
He knows.
Was he in there?
Yeah. No, he wasn't in there. He was doing the CappyCast.
Okay, so who's better? Cappy, who never showed up, or
you
me,
left
who
the
was
conversation.
Well, I was there for 45
this
minutes.
Is pretty incriminating, man.
Oh, I was 45 minutes. I was on that thing. It was a great show. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. They were down to the last couple of awards, and I'm like, all right, gotta get ready for Mason.
My favorite thing about this whole thing, John, is that you called it right at the beginning of the show. As soon as you heard, you knew what it was.
Mason didn't win, and he stormed off because he didn't.
Literally
win.
Stormed off.
Steve Mason left
the conversation.
It doesn't say Steve Mason stormed off.
It says Steve Mason left the conversation.
That's
completely
different.
I know we have to get to Game of Games, but Chris, Sedano says he's coming up here in 20 minutes.
Yes.
He says that Mason is not Waylon Jennings in the greatest night
in
pop.
Right. I'm Lionel Richie.
So the only, only other thing I can think of is maybe he's Sheila E. In other words,
could be.
They invited Mace in an attempt to get Cranston or O'Shea.
Oh.
And when they didn't show, they moved Mace to the back row and he got all disgusted.
Yeah, by the way, you guys present such a terrible image of me.
No, it's like, just you like you.
Well, it's not an award-winning image, we know that.
Yeah, well, not today.
I mean, you got to be proud of my year. Personality of the Year at
Morales.
The Mandy's, and then Carmy Award winner.
Morales, first of all, you invented the category of personality
I actually
of the year,
didn't.
So you would win, yeah.
I actually did it, and I was, and I went up against all you guys, and the fans voted.
If you want the truth, Mace,
yeah,
I came up with it.
He did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I'm happy. Look, if you're winning,
you sound really
if
happy.
You're winning, we're all winning. That's the way I say it. If you're
sound
winning,
great.
We're all winning. There are enough awards for everybody. I thought it was just.
Do you think I can win more then?
There were only a few people nominated for this, and I was very grateful and happy to be nominated for this award from Craig Karmazin, our company founder. And
so why not comment in the team? Why not comment in the team's chat? This is a great award. Good job, Chris. You're great to our radio station every day. Instead, left the conversation.
And then sent you a text.
An hour later, when Juan told you to send the text.
No, he did not. He did not.
When he said, you better contact him. You know he's a tyrant.
Oh, Chris. Juan's out of town.
Yeah, Juan's out of town.
Yeah, but we're not
head
getting
for the jacuzzi.
Yep, not happening.
You Mace, why don't you like me?
It's not that I don't like you.
He just doesn't want you
it's
in his jacuzzi.
It's that I don't want to be around you.
There is a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. No, Chris, we all love you.
John's
a
great teammate, by the way. John's a great teammate.
You deserve that award. I was very happy. I said beforehand, Morales should win it. That's why I told Juan
because
this morning.
Pete Arbogast is grinding me on the price of a table, because we all want to be there.
Really, he's
grinding
you on the price.
I don't know if I'm doing this Tuesday.
You're not going to introduce
after
us?
Today, after today? You actually hurt me today.
Oh, really? That hurt?
Yeah.
All right, so if Morales doesn't show Mace, who is our emergency presenter? Is it Bergman? Are you even going, Bergman?
Yeah, I'm going.
Bergman? Well, if we get this table, he's grinding me over $50 right now.
Is it over $50? Yeah. Get out of here. Just pay it. It's like isn't it like a nonprofit organization or something?
It doesn't sound like one.
Mace, if Morales
I'm not going to back out. Come on, because we're going to have a social
Mace,
team.
I got it.
Okay, if who Morales, would be the emergency?
You'll love this.
Okay.
Because I think it would just crash and burn and be funnier than hell.
Yep.
Presenting Mason and Ireland for the Southern California Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame will be Pepe Montino.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that would be so good.
He's being honored.
Do you think? Hey, yeah,
John,
he's being honored.
Wake up. Pay attention.
Do you think it'll take him an hour to drink the Frappuccino at the broadcast?
He did. He nursed that Frappuccino a long time yesterday. And apparently when he goes to pick it up, they say, beep, 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 we have your coffee.
No, Mace, you hurt me, but I'm still going to do Tuesday.
All right, good.
It's good for the bit.
It is good for the bit.
And the social team's going to be there.
It's all about the bits.
It is.
Yeah, that's what we're in it for.
Like, you know what our Dodgers branding line is this season?
Real Dodgers talk?
Well, that's still, but a secondary line. Mm. The road to Roberts' redemption.
Oh, shut up.
By the way, Chris, first game of spring training, Dodgers 14, Padres 1.
Top of the eighth.
Yeah.
We Are There Weekends.
You know, Ireland, we're going to do a show.
You guys remember that show, We Are There Weekends?
Oh, yeah.
I used to host one of them.
I know.
We're going to do a middle-of-the-night show when the Dodgers open their season in South Korea.
No, remember you figured out that it's a weekend, and so now you're not going to
do it? No, it's a weekday.
I can't wait till it's 3:45 and Corporate Greg's sitting here alone.
No, me and Bergman are doing it. Who else is in? Ireland,
Parker?
You're going to pitch us a call? You'll be awake.
Yeah, I'll be awake. But
Momo says she'll be awake.
I don't think you'll do it. And by the way, triple check, because I'm pretty sure it's on a weekend.
Bergman, you're the one that
it's the 20th and 21st. I had the wrong dates. 20th and 21st, so it's Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday.
By the way, tomorrow, sneak preview day of the Blue Review, which officially returns Monday.
It's coming back?
Really?
Yeah,
of
course it is.
Didn't get canceled?
No, we got partners.
No.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Blue Review is a hit.
It's actually got two sponsors right now.
Wow.
Is it Bergman and the Big
Parker?
CY again?
No, Parker, Big CY.
CY opted out?
Yeah. So it's Parker and Bergman, and tomorrow's the first day of the Blue Review?
It's a sneak preview tomorrow.
Okay.
But starting Monday, 9:30 a.m. live, your first chance to talk about the boys in blue.
I'm excited.
Heading into the Travis
and
Sliwa show.
And it's going to be live. That new?
Do it live.
Well, we did that during the playoff run.
Okay, cool. All right, well, that starts on Monday. I don't know if Bergman's throwing stuff at me. Tell you what, coming up next, you want to play Game of Games with us?
Sure, why not?
We're going to do Game of Games. It's Ireland's game today. We'll do it next. Then we got Super Crosstalk. Shadano and Cappy are going to be along. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, did you know it can now take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job? That's almost 2.5 months. So if you're hiring for a new business, you don't have time to wait. If you're listening today, follow this advice. Stop waiting and start using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. How fast? 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. As my buddy Ian Siegel, the inventor of ZipRecruiter, says, they don't leave anything to chance. They use technology that provides you the candidates that fit your job description perfectly. So 3.8 million businesses use ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Again, go to that exclusive web address to try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time and a combo play Thursday. And Morales is going to hang out and play with us. It is Ireland's game today. Ireland, what you got going?
All right, so we got 4 players, Brian, Greg, Mason, Morales.
Yes.
Okay, the All-Star break comes to an end today for the Lakers.
Right.
Who get back to action tonight here where I am in San Francisco. So with that in mind, I have a list of 10 current or former Lakers. You simply tell me, has this player ever made an NBA All-Star team at any point in his career. It doesn't have to have been with the Lakers. Just at any point of his career. Okay, here we go. Number one, Stu Lance. The great Stu Lance, the Lakers TV color analyst. Brian Cohen, did Stu ever make an All-Star team?
Yeah, let's go yes.
All right, Greg.
You would never besmirch the name of Stu Lance. Yes.
I agree. Mace. You would never – You. It would always be Stu. He had to have made it All-Star.
As somebody once said, I'm going against the grain. No.
The only person who got it is Chris Morales.
Oh,
Stu Lance
no.
never made an All-Star team.
You're highlighting that, huh?
Okay.
Okay.
Number two. Trevor Ariza. Trevor Ariza. Bergman, did Trevor Ariza ever make an All-Star team?
Sure did.
Mace.
Yes, he did.
Morales.
Since Corporate Greg knows more about sports than all of us, I think, other than John, yes.
Brian.
I'm going to go yes.
Well, don't roll your eyes, Mace.
All four of you missed it. Trevor Ariza.
Damn it!
Oh!
Damn it! I was making it
you
seem
did
like
make
I,
it seem like you absolutely
you sold me.
Yeah. Greg, you sounded very convincing.
Yeah. It's because we had a nice, purpose. Greg and I had a nice dinner at the smokehouse last yep. night. I'm still in a cloud over it.
Oh, got right. it.
So,
it was nice.
Morales has one and no one else has any. All right,
take
Mace,
that, suckers.
Mace, this one coming to you.
Okay.
Glenn Rice.
Yes.
Morales.
As a Laker?
Just an All-Star.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Brian.
Yes.
Greg.
With the Heat, probably, yeah.
Three times Glenn Rice made the All-Star
there
team, and everybody's on the board. All right. Morales. One of Mason's favorite players. Slow Roy.
Slow
Roy Hibbard.
No.
No. Brian.
Yes.
Greg.
He was good in Indiana for a while. I will say yes.
Mace.
Before he got slow, he was an All-Star, I'll say.
Brian, Greg, and Mace all correct. We are now tied across the board
yeah!
at two apiece.
Let's go.
Well, the Slow Roy threw me off.
Slow right. Roy. God, that was a time, wasn't it?
Number five.
You got in so much trouble.
Do you remember the time we were outside somewhere, Mace, and there was a snail on the ground? And John Black pointed at it and goes, Slow Roy.
Slow Roy. Oh, God, that was funny.
All right, number five. Brian, back to you. Antoine Jameson. Former Laker Antoine Jameson. Brian, did he ever make an All-Star team?
I'm going to go no on this one.
Greg.
God, he was around so many different places. Say 1 year, yes.
Mace.
I'm going yes.
Morales.
Against the grain, no.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Greg Bergman and Steve Mason are tied for the lead. All right, Greg, this one coming to you. John Sally, former Laker John Sally. Did he ever make an All-Star team, Greg?
Detroit, maybe? No, I'm going to say no.
Mace.
I'm going no.
Morales.
Yes.
Brian.
I think.
I'm going to go no.
The answer, no. Greg and Mace still in front.
Really getting shafted.
Morales is really drifting
Morales
out of this.
Morales has blown his lead.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, easy how you say that.
Mace, this one to you.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman, former Laker
Dennis Rodman.
Did he ever make an All-Star team?
Had to have. Yes.
You're going yes. Morales.
Yes.
Although it's probably.
Brian.
Yes.
Greg.
I'm going to go against it and say no.
Greg, you just handed Mason the lead. Dennis Rodman made the All-Star team two times.
Yes.
All right, Mace, this one coming to you.
Okay.
Shoot.
Andrew Bynum. Did Andrew Bynum ever make an All-Star game, Mace?
No.
Chris Morales.
No.
Brian Cohen.
I'm going to go yes.
Greg Bergman.
How many are left?
After this, three more.
Okay.
Two more. I'm sorry, two more after this.
Not my
You're
spot.
One behind. Well,
no.
What's your answer?
No.
The answer is yes. He made it one time in 2012. So, the score. Brian, 5. Mace, 5. Greg, 4. Morales, 3.
This is an outrage.
Get these two to stay alive.
This is an outrage.
So, Brian, you need to go first here. Cedric Sabalos. Club said, did he ever make an All-Star team, Brian?
I'm going to go no.
Mace.
Is this a spot for me? I'm going to go yes.
Greg.
I'm going yes.
Morales.
Yes, I think.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
And Steve Mason has the lead with one to go.
So am I one back?
Yeah, you are, Brian. So here's the score. Chris, I'm sorry you're out.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Mace, 6.
You can't win everything.
I still won a Carmi today.
Yes, you did.
You did win a Carmi. Brian, 5.
I'm exiting the conversation right now.
Greg, 5. So, Greg and Brian, you need to go opposite of Mace. Okay. But, Mace, you go first. Here it is. Byron Scott. Did Byron Scott ever make an all-star team, Mace?
I am going to say no.
All right, so Brian and Greg, you automatically go yes?
Yes.
Steve Mason is the winner.
Yes.
The answer is no. Mace, not bad. 7 out of 10 in that game.
Right now, Mason has the lead for the month, and actually, no, tomorrow is the first day of being worth two.
Okay, so but I've got the lead right
and
now.
And Michael has the game for tomorrow.
Oh, okay, so
his game is going to be about Doug Mann tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, let's do the tiebreaker just for fun.
Okay.
If you combine the total number of all-star appearances from LeBron, Kobe, Kareem, Shaq, and Magic. By the way, Magic coming up with Sedano and Cap at 5 o'clock today.
That's a masterclass on how you work that
really
in.
Was. It was
LeBron, Kobe, Kareem, Shaq, and Magic. What total number do you get, Mace?
You get 61.
Morales.
70.
Greg.
65.
Brian.
58.
Hold on, wait.
Shinano's here.
I didn't know you were there. George,
it's LeBron, Kobe, and Magic?
No, five of them. LeBron, Kobe, Kareem, Shaq, and Magic. Total.
It's probably more. It's probably more than 65.
I probably
went
too
low. I'm going to say 72.
The winner is George Shinano. The correct answer is 84.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I thought we all went low on that.
Yeah, you thought that, huh? You thought that?
So, Brian, I'm anxious to hear what Shinano thinks about The Greatest Night in Pop, so hit the super stager.
Kind of did that J.B. Long style.
Oh, come on. By the way, Mace,
J.B. Long hates Cappy.
Mace, you ready? We're going until 4:12 straight through. We're going to break the record right now. 4:12
Hour and 12 minutes?
No, we're not. We're not.
Well, Chris, you don't get to do that because you're the one who wrecked it.
I did.
You went
it.
All corporate, Chris.
I wanted to talk to.
No,
Martin
I did it. We had a guest.
I wanted to
I don't
talk
care.
To Martin
you wrecked
Jarman.
It.
Well, I did ask him the questions you wanted. By the way,
I can't go against.
Were you happy with his answers, or did he duck
so
it?
So I did it a little playful with Pete Carroll. I said because he mentioned there were 11 candidates, and I said, "Does any of them rhyme with Keith Parrell?"
Nice.
And then he started laughing. So he didn't deny it.
But didn't confirm it.
Did not confirm or deny.
Yeah.
He just laughed and said there were many great candidates.
Right, right.
And then Cappy asked him about the Chip Kelly thing, and he actually said he didn't deny that either. He just said everyone makes a big deal about how much or how little you talk. At the end of the day, we were aligned until we weren't aligned, basically.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Sedano's my agent. He texted me, if we don't get to Martin Jarman on time, you're not winning that man or Carmi.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Did you hear he won the Carmi?
I heard.
Did you were see you, the screech out
and
of
Mason left the conversation.
I never go on any of Carmi's things.
See? I'm the only
he
one
he wasn't
here
nominated.
That
you were
but,
nominated.
So what? I'm the only here guy
yeah,
here that
I,
went.
I never go on those. I've been on one.
More importantly, Sedano, you watched The Greatest
Night in
Pop.
I did.
Let's hit the song.
Yeah, hit the song.
Oh,
we are the children.
So if you haven't watched The Greatest Night in Pop on Netflix, it's great.
It is great.
It is.
It's about the night in 1984 where they got everybody to 84, 85. I can't remember.
Are you saying the song's not good?
No, the song's great. I thought
they got all the great stars in music to show up at one studio in downtown L.A. And Morales and I feel that Mason in that documentary is Waylon Jennings. Waylon Jennings showed up, and when they told him he didn't have a solo, he said, I'm out of here, and he left.
Well, John, you're actually giving Waylon credit. There was a little other wrinkle to it.
Wait. So here's the deal. This is the reason why Mason is not Waylon Jennings.
Okay.
So if you watch the movie, and I thought the movie had good parts, and I thought the movie got a little slow, you know, at certain points in the middle, but I thought the last 30 minutes was excellent.
Right.
But there's no way you're Waylon Jennings, because the detail I think you're referring to...
The racial detail.
Is that.
Yes.
Is that Stevie Wonder wanted to sing a line in
Swahili. In there, yeah.
And Waylon Jennings said, no good old boy going to be singing in Swahili.
Yes.
Which there is zero chance,
well,
Steve
very
Mason...
very good point.
That is true.
Would
we
ever
did.
Do that.
So, Sedano, who left do that you out. Think is Mason in the doc?
So, I immediately... I watched...
Lionel?
So, no, definitely not.
Quince?
No, definitely
I call
not.
Him Quince.
Quince? So,
how about Michael?
So, no, Michael? Definitely not either.
Come on.
So,
oh,
what?
John,
he doesn't have a pet snake.
John, I watched this thing last night literally with the intentions of who is going to be Mason, okay? That was my entire goal watching this thing last night. Honestly, I think Morales is more Quincy because he puts all the stuff
together. Morales is Al Giroux.
Well, that is true.
Oh. No. Yeah, no, Morales is Al Giroux. No, drunk on the job.
Because I'm hammered.
Three options. There's three options for you. I'll let you guys decide.
Okay.
One of the options was Al Giroux because you, at the crime of the century or the trial of the century, got absolutely
that
wasted.
That is true.
Martinez.
That's a fair point.
That is true.
Okay,
that's
a fair point. So Al Giroux immediately popped out to me as you.
Yep.
Then the other one was Smokey Robinson. Okay, because you remember when they couldn't get one specific line that Michael wrote, and people were like, I don't know, does that make sense? Is that and the other? And you, and I could see you like Smokey. Smokey was stewing, and then eventually just said, Michael, does that even make sense? Like, why are we doing that line?
Okay.
That is more you.
That's okay.
Like,
lashing
out at Michael.
But Smokey didn't have a solo.
No, Smokey didn't have a solo.
Right, you'd be stewing and eventually just lashing out because you'd be tired of being there.
Have you not watched this, Cap?
Yeah, of course.
Because you look lost.
No, I'm totally into it. I don't know about this analysis so far.
Okay, can I finish
my
analysis?
Yeah, go ahead.
You can dissect it however you
want. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm the one that just saw it. So,
can I talk? It's my show.
Yes. Yes. So Al Giroux, because of your drunkenness at that one event.
Yep.
Smokey, because I could see you getting fed up.
Yep.
And trying to be polite, but then eventually just saying the hell with it.
Oh, Arbogast is calling. I'm not going to pick
it up. Oh, boy.
And then.
Yeah. What's 50 bucks?
And this one I think you'll like. This is the one I think you'll like.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan, because.
Oh, come on.
Wait.
Come on.
Because Dylan was super awkward in the setting.
He was super. He had a really hard time.
You are great in this setting, but in public, there's been a lot of chatter that you're not.
I do okay in public.
I mean, Morales used to complain that at Dodger games, you wouldn't even talk to him and Greg during games.
I'm not big on talking to Morales.
Like, you're like awkward in public. And
wait a minute. I'm not awkward in public.
Dylan was awkward.
This is all Sedona. We didn't write this.
I'm not awkward in public.
That's what they say.
We do shows all the time. You don't stay at things long enough to be awkward. You just walk out.
But we do a remote at Ralph's or we go over to the Knicks. I'm totally not awkward.
I mean, when you have to, in the middle of the show, you're fine. It's the after the show stuff.
Well, the after the show, I'm done.
You're gone, but that's
correct.
The whole thing.
But that's the whole point. Dylan was like awkward
in the event.
Until he hung out with Stevie for a few minutes.
Right, and then Stevie and him warmed up on the piano. That's like, you know, Cappy's like Stevie.
Well, Mace, the other reason you might be Stevie you warmed him from up. That doc
yes.
is that Stevie wouldn't call anybody back.
Right, that's Cappy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That is.
Well, that's wrong. Mason too. Mason never calls anybody.
Yeah, I never
return. You would want to sing in Swahili.
Well, no, the thing about the Swahili was, and I can't remember the name of one of the other producers who had to explain to Stevie.
That's not even that they don't speak Swahili.
It doesn't make sense. Yes. It doesn't make any sense, bro.
So of those three, John.
I think it was Smokey that actually said it.
No, it was who was the he was a white guy producer.
Oh, the guy who was kind of the brains behind
Lionel's Lionel's agent.
Whatever
Ken
that guy's name is.
Ken Cragen.
No, it wasn't even him.
So it wasn't him.
All right, just move on.
So those
Cappy.
Are the three and
the details.
I feel like that
Cappy
those
Cindy
are your
Whopper.
Three.
Those are the three.
That encapsulate how you have behaved.
Okay, so Ireland, if you had to choose amongst those three, what would you choose?
I still think you're Waylon Jennings because he specifically stormed out when he didn't get his way.
I would happily sing Swahili. I would happily sing it.
I don't think the Swahili thing was ever happening.
We didn't mean that part. We meant just the storming
out. No, but that part is a big part.
It is a big part. That is why he stormed out.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't say Mason would do that. He's not Waylon Jennings.
But he left because things were getting later into the night.
He specifically left when they started saying Swahili.
He did an Irish goodbye.
I didn't hear him say good old boy.
They said that.
That's what they said.
Literally said it.
I don't remember that.
They said it in the doc.
I thought you were going to say
did you even see this?
Yeah, I did, but it's been like 4 weeks. I mean, I saw it the first week.
I've watched it three times.
You've watched more Reacher than you have this.
Well, but now you guys got me into this Dark Knight thing.
Oh, yeah.
Night
True
Country.
Detective.
Night Country.
Dark Knight is a different thing.
Where
That's
are
Batman.
You in True Detective? I just right got now. Done with episode 3.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is that the Alaska thing that you said the other day on the air?
Oh, yeah. So good. I didn't say it. George said it.
No, he did it.
By the way, Shinano, episode 6, perfect.
You liked it?
I
was surprised at the ending.
But there's only 6, right?
Yeah.
I was 2.
Yeah,
six
there's
only
6 episodes. So I'm 3 in now.
I was surprised at the ending.
Yeah, the Dark Knight.
Say what you said.
What did I say? I didn't say anything. Sedano
night
said
country.
It.
No, you it's thought George country. Said something.
I said in Alaska, and he thought I said anal Alaska.
And he said that on the air several times.
Yes.
I know, the way he said it, ain't Alaska, and I was like, did you say anal?
No, I said in Alaska.
No,
in
you
Alaska.
Said ain't Alaska.
In Alaska.
And
in
I just, the
Alaska.
Way I heard it, the way I heard it was weird. Jeez. It was very weird.
Kevin, who would you want to be? Stevie? Michael?
Oh, you know I want to be Michael.
Yeah, but you're not Michael.
You're
well,
not.
I feel
you're
like you're
Michael.
More Stevie.
You know who I'm more? I think. You know who I really think I am?
Springsteen?
No, 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 because I can sing.
Oh.
You know
wow.
What?
Stop with that.
No, no.
He was coming off the Born in the USA tour.
He was in Buffalo. Almost got stranded.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
His voice was fried.
Yeah, but he was really not a
Huey Lewis. On Springsteen.
Yes. See, I think I'm more
because you
Huey
don't
Lewis.
Really have the confidence to be there, but you're gonna fake it.
Well, it's kind of like I don't really belong amongst all this talent.
Correct.
You know what I mean? But yet,
right? Kind of like when you arrived here.
Right. But they
like
needed me.
He's
right.
needed me.
Did
he's,
need
the, right. he's the San Diego guy, and they let him into L.A.
Right.
And it's the same way Huey Lewis got a song.
Right. right.
So who was the LZ of the of that? Who didn't? There's anyone that didn't like Louis?
You know, no. I'll tell you who LZ was. You want to know who LZ
yeah.
was?
Who?
LZ was Sheila E. Okay, because LZ decided he wants out too. You guys are only using me to get to Prince, and,
yeah,
then, and then all of a sudden Sheila E. bounces.
I felt bad for Sheila E.
You did?
Yeah, she got used. She was being used by those
well,
folks.
She walked in the room and didn't think that.
And she
know,
called
and
she Prince thought, at 3 a.m.
She's not supposed to be Prince bait. Yeah. That was not the idea. Yeah. Lure Prince to the.
Nobody yeah. thought Sheila E. should be sitting next to Kenny Rogers and Paul
Can
Simon.
Can I be honest?
That's who you should be.
She
you
had
should be
a,
Kenny Rogers.
She had a top 10 record at that moment.
She did. She had yeah. just performed.
She had,
that she had
a glamorous life. She just performed.
Oh, and somebody commented that she was not just a percussionist. She actually was a good vocalist
she
as
was,
well.
I'm not saying she wasn't amazing, but in that group.
Yeah. I mean, her and honestly, I guess Cyndi Lauper was also super popular at that time, but Cyndi Lauper probably in retrospect.
She won
you know
all the thing? Awards that night for Girls yeah. Just Want to Have Fun. Yeah.
They never finished this part, though, which was when Cyndi Lauper's boyfriend told her, don't do it because it's going to be a mess.
Right, Lionel just says you got
to
be there.
Why did no yeah, there was never like a closure to that. Like what
she,
made
yeah,
you decide to come, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. So,
you think about
John,
that. Contemplate
so, I don't
that
know, those
bit.
Three
hmm.
stuck out to me because those are all Mason traits.
I like the Al Jarreau.
I'm Al
By the way,
Morales
that,
is Al Jarreau.
That, no, Morales is Kenny Rogers. The
no,
beard.
You've called me you know, Quincy Jones, Kenny Rogers,
I
and
called
Al
you Quincy Jones because
yeah,
you put the thing together.
Yeah, Kenny
put
yeah.
together.
Is good, though. Kenny Rogers
he
is
He puts
good.
The madness together.
Morales is like a low-end Quincy Jones.
Well, you're a low-end
Al Jarreau.
low-end Al Jarreau.
Ireland is Michael.
No, Ireland is Michael.
No, that is a good one. I actually think Ireland is Michael.
I think I'm Huey.
See, I'm more Lionel.
Huey just showed up and they said, because
no,
I'm really lucky. And
you're not lucky, John. You're talented.
Well, Huey walked in and he had no role. And they just said,
yeah, who was it that
Prince isn't coming?
Yes.
You can have his
okay.
solo.
Right.
That'd be something that would happen to me.
See, I went more Lionel because as Quincy puts it together, Lionel also puts it together. And basically every event we've had at this station the last 3 years is something that's spawned off on our show.
Oh, okay, come on.
It's true.
Like what?
Oh, the Mandy's, the softball, the pickleball.
They
like
they started on your show?
We all concoctions of our show.
I don't know.
You didn't know about this?
The Mandy's were from...
I mean, frankly, I was pushing Tommy in 2018 that we needed the Morning Show Award, so that technically
Wait,
does count.
Get out of here. All those things started with
no,
me and Cap
no,
talking
no,
about
it.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
the award
they
show did not. It started in 2018.
Absolutely.
No, pickleball
no,
too.
The award show started in 2018.
Softball
well, you didn't
too.
Execute it.
No, because Tommy
until
said no.
Until we talked about
softball.
It.
Softball.
No.
That's ours.
You guys
and
weren't even a show.
The tweet of the name came in during our show.
By the way, Sonato and Cap.
Yeah.
We're trying to get Janessa to set up a first round match at the pickleball tournament. Lisa and I against Lindsay and Mace. Who
oh,
would
God.
Win?
Oh, first of all.
I mean, come on.
It's a walkover. I'm trying to
let
explain
me tell
to
you,
Ireland.
Though,
we're a crash and burn.
I haven't played pickleball in 3 years.
But wait, I want to tell you something, Mace. You know that Lindsay thinks that you're the weak link of your
I
team.
I am the weak
oh,
link
okay.
of our team.
I didn't know that.
There's no question.
Because I'm like,
uh-oh,
yeah, because Lindsay's like, dude, I can't believe I'm on Mace's team. He sucks so bad.
Yeah, I am not good.
Right,
here's
I know,
the thing.
But
just
but,
lay out the
you
rules.
You did okay, I thought, last
yeah.
year.
But wait, is Lindsay
my
good?
Brother
I understand,
who was like,
but we were hitting it at you on purpose, and
yeah.
you did okay.
Yeah. I said, I'm not very good, and Mason said that he's terrible, so I don't know how this is going to go.
How did he do last year? I don't think he did terrible.
No, it's just that he ran out of gas.
I did run out of gas.
But I don't think you were bad.
We know how it turned out the first time you guys were on the same team.
So. Oh, that's yeah. why our team nickname is Frenemies. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because we did hit it at you. We were not hitting it at your brother after
my,
a while.
My brother was really good.
Yeah.
My brother's playing this year with my nephew.
Yeah.
They're playing as a real team. I think they might have a chance to win.
He's okay, your brother. He's not that good.
Yeah.
No,
by the way, you're
is.
No longer allowed
no,
on the
not.
Show
he plays
anymore.
Every
you didn't
day.
That we started
every
all
day.
This.
You didn't start the
Mandy's.
He's
only
we started
okay.
the Mandy's,
the All-Star
you
started
the
Mandy's,
no, you
All-Star
start the
game,
Mandy's.
And
the
pickleball.
Pickleball. And don't forget about the pickleball.
I didn't
hey,
say the other
can
two,
I just
but
say
the Mandy's were 2018.
We invented radio.
Well, that
you guys did.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Radio
no,
itself
You guys
we invented.
And Marconi were
Marconi
the first ones there.
Marconi said, you got any ideas? And
Mason
we said,
and
how about radio?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Did you guys already do your Secret Santa thing? Is that what happened here earlier today?
Yeah.
Is that
we
because
did
you're
our...
not sticking around?
Yeah, yeah
I didn't
not...
participate.
The Lakers
I'm
are playing.
Good.
I got to go home, get stoned, and watch the Lakers play.
So
oh, that explains the coverage tomorrow. No, sorry.
Yeah. So wait a second. So you gave
now I'm welcome back because I took that shot. Right?
I gave maybe. Nick Riley a Texas Rangers World
That's
Series
very nice.
Champion
from Texas.
Coffee mug.
He's okay, a very Rangers sweet. Fan. Very yeah. And he gave you a book?
No, this is what Janessa got me. She gave me this book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Blank.
I've read that book.
Is it worth reading?
Yeah, I've read it.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't
read
well,
it, I mean, Ireland doesn't think you need any help because he thinks you're Waylon Jennings.
You clearly don't give.
No, I don't give
blank.
Two. I don't give one or two.
One or two.
No,
yeah.
I've read that book. Yeah. It's a bestseller.
Do you though? Because you're always saying you kind of get sucked into a lot of stuff.
You do. Like do. Some guy in India, and all of a sudden you're
right.
like
so visceral fat,
self
right,
critical.
Yeah. Right. But there's that book's all right. I give it a read.
Okay.
If I were you, get high and read it.
Okay.
Before Cappy makes his prize picks today, Ireland, who's not playing today?
A lot of people.
Oh.
No LeBron. No Christian Wood, no Jared Vanderbilt, no Gabe Vincent. Mm. Cam Reddish is questionable. Max Christie is questionable. For Golden State, there is no Chris Paul, no Gary Payton. So a lot of people are out tonight.
Chris Paul.
Yeah. Gary Payton, though, has played very well for them lately.
Forget Chris
Paul. Yeah,
Chris
Paul practiced yesterday.
Yeah.
So he's
yeah.
got his cast off.
All right, we're not going to break any records today. We're back tomorrow at 1.
Why are you leaving? Why are you leaving right
We're back
now?
Tomorrow
Aren't you going
at 1.
To the, you're, so you're not going to the Christmas
I'm not.
Thing?
That is
I'm
so
not
rude.
The
holiday
party.
So
what do you, let me ask you a question. What's
Wait, who
rude?
Has a Christmas party in February?
That is a great point.
Right,
I don't understand
rude?
Why.
That's I'm not in the holiday spirit anymore.
I have a question, though. Who's more rude? All right, this gets back to Waylon Jennings versus Al Jarreau.
Okay.
Who's more rude?
Maybe if, you made less money, Mace, we could afford a Christmas party in December.
Oh, wow.
You know,
now
again,
am I welcome back to this?
No, that's mean.
No,
that's,
you liked that one. You yeah, smiled. No. Look at you. You're that Cuban you know, smile's you're, coming out.
Yeah.
You were just the news director in broadcast news, Chris, who says to Jack Nicholson, maybe if you cut another million or two off your salary, we could keep some
a
of these.
A million?
People.
Listen, Paul Moyer had to take a haircut at some point.
Yeah, no, they did.
But you're a guy question. Who actually gave a gift and received a gift.
Correct.
But won't stick around for the party.
Correct.
George here, and, you know, I'm getting one of those bracelets, WWJD. What mm-hmm. would Jorge do?
Oh,
you know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Good.
Yeah.
George here is not even participating.
Nope.
And
oh,
he could actually get off the air and go right across the street to Nixo at East Central. He could do that. He's not yeah. even participating.
No, I'm actually going home.
More importantly, boys, it's a final.
It is a final.
The Dodgers?
Dodgers 14, Padres 1.
Wow.
Yeah,
this
start.
Is the beginning of the climb back to the top.
It's the beginning of the Roberts redemption.
Your gutty little Padres.
Not so gutty.
Yeah.
All I know is this, is I was watching the first inning of the game. I turned away. It was 8-0, and I turned on the broadcast, and I heard Tim Kirkchin saying something like, it's one out, and there here comes Mookie Betts.
Your Kirkchin mock.
Guy's a
terrible.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. I know, but he's got
Where
that kind
you?
Of, he's, I'm nothing. Oh, I'm a Hall of Famer.
In but like
in Western Pennsylvania Jewish it, Sports Hall of Fame.
Right.
Right.
The
right.
Western Pennsylvania
Jewish
Sports
Hall of
Fame.
I mean,
you are a
Hall of
Famer.
It's a niche group. It's
true.
A niche group of
yeah.
people.
Very niche.
You know? But Kirkchin was like, here comes Mookie Betts for his second at bat of the first inning.
That's just yeah. terrible.
It's horrible.
Terrible. Well, I want no part of this.
I'm
working on
it.
He's
like the
not
nicest.
Yet,
you
know,
he's like the
yeah,
nicest.
No,
we're back tonight.
I love
that.
I
got a question.
Pepe's going to be here.
I got a question for John.
Fifth row Fridays.
I got a question for John.
ESPN.
Hold on, John's